Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, if you're a homeless child, yeah, actually, if you're a homeless child, definitely call it.
Did Will pick this song?
No.
Oh, what the hell is that supposed to mean? It sucks.
Wow, you think this sucks?
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Wow, what do you think, Will?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's got a good feel to it. That's all I care about.
Okay.
I'm not running out to go to a concert. Not that I can anymore, but I'm not, you know. I don't have a Chelsea Dagger tattoo or anything. Actually, that's the name of the song. The Fratellas. Okay, look, I have an indie rock playlist that I just kind of pop
under
in.
Under your chili chill.
It's right next to it, actually. Yeah, suck it! Look, man, there's a lot of layers to this big swollen onion.
Anna, what do you listen to when you're like just want to relax a little bit?
Yeah,
you're
jerk
still
off.
So and it's all butt nectar, loud.
I know.
And, like, most of the music I listen to is pretty chill.
Yeah, I got her on that Soul Coffee though. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I listen to Soul Coffee.
Okay. Soul Coffee, good girl.
What the hell's on that?
What? What's on Soul Coffee? He said.
Yeah.
Oh, let me give you a little example here. I'm gonna go rando on Soul Coffee. You ready for that? Here go random. Yeah. There's a little artist called Black Atlas.
Is this what you touch yourself to, Anna?
No. I told you I just like a fan.
Yeah.
Like a horror movie playing in the background.
Yeah. Because if I'm playing this, then I'll start crying. Then I'm like, this is just sad.
When I masturbate to Monster Mash.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm a little weird too. When I masturbate, I want it to be realistic. So during the pandemic, I just have this looping track of people screaming, "What are you doing here? Get out of my bathroom!"
That's not a track. That's just real.
Is this the first song on that playlist?
Nah.
What is this song called?
It's called Close Your Eyes. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're blind, then we're good.
Masturbate.
How about a little Steve Lacy? You know Steve Lacy?
Wait, who's the singer on this?
I told you, it's Black at Last.
Oh, Black at Last?
At Last. A-T-L-A-S-S.
Okay.
It's like Atlas, but with ass at the end. And the name of the album is Dream Awake with your Black at Last. Here's a little Steve Lacy. You like this? Huh? Yeah. Come on.
Touch yourself.
Yeah. You know who likes this? Cardiac Drip. Come on. Come on. Take your big ass blouse off, bitch. We about to get it. That's right. Throw your lame Bryant panties on the floor. Damn, you smell like baby powder and chicken. I'm so hungry. You should get on some of that, Will. Some Soul Coffee.
Soul Coffee.
Yeah.
Love it.
Exactly. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So I saw this breaking news pop up on my cellular phone earlier with this story out of Lakeland where a man was not happy about somebody's manners when he held the door open for him. Mm. Yeah. And there's a video, and we'll post it up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. Polk County, man, first of all, don't mess around in Polk County, okay? If Grady Judd don't get you, one of the people will. You know, I love this story, though, because we've talked about this very topic before. You hold the door open for somebody, right? And then they walk through the door, and they don't say a word. Oh, ha, ha. Double it now, though, because in order to hold a door open for somebody, you're risking your life.
Yeah, you have to risk your life.
So now you're letting them get way closer than 6 feet to you.
Out of courtesy.
Just to be nice. I'm sure he held his breath the whole time the guy walked by, but still, you're like, you know what? F the 6 feet rule. The CDC can suck it. I'm a goddamn gentleman, and chivalry is not dead in Polk County. So he holds the door open for the man, and it's at the liquor store of a Publix, right? So I get it. I've been there many times during the last 8 weeks. The guy does not say thank you. So what does he do? What any person should do or would want to do in that situation. He whipped that ass.
Which is also not social distancing.
No.
Which is risking your life again to teach someone a lesson.
I know. But you know what? People are stressed out, Anna. And sometimes you need that ass whooped. And I'm afraid the longer we're quarantined, the more people are just going to, give in to their urges, you know? Like, mm-hmm. When you visualize, man, I'd love to whip that guy's ass. The longer we're kept all cooped up and we're losing our damn minds.
Right.
Somebody does, because think about this, before the pandemic, when somebody did that, you're like, oh, mother, like you want to.
Right, but you had enough willpower in the tank to not just completely lose your mind.
Right, because you had
things. That's gone now.
You had things to lose, like a job and stuff.
Yeah.
Now people have nothing to lose.
Right.
Yeah, what are you going to do, put me in jail? Big deal.
You can't. I mean, you can, but you can't because that's where Corona lives.
I'm going to choke this bitch out. Yeah, the video's great, though. The guy. I guess he
and it wasn't immediate.
No.
He, like, waited.
He said something like, yeah, but.
Like, hey, what the hell?
You know, I held the door open for you, you jerk off. Thanks for saying thank you, you penis face.
You can't hear anything, though, right?
No, but you can kind of put your own dialogue to it. You know what I mean? And then I guess the guy got smart ass with him, you know? Like,
it's an older gentleman, too.
Well, some of these old people, man.
They're ornery.
Not only that, but they now you're talking about nothing to lose. They don't care. Yeah. They're like, whatever, man. COVID.
He's probably drunk. He's probably retired.
Yeah.
Been drinking since the morning.
Just a real douche.
Yeah. What the hell?
There's the exchange.
Uh-huh.
He's like, frig off, man.
Yeah. Suck it, whippersnapper. Yeah.
No, this guy is pointing a lot, yeah.
Swerve, whore.
Oh, here he
and
comes.
He comes
oh, boy.
And he's like, oh, we'll whip that ass.
Wow. Oh,
bink.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Bink.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, whip that ass, kid. Yeah, there is no social distancing. Knock the hat off.
Spot.
Yeah. I know. Look at you. You fat mess. Yeah. So.
He's like, hey, what's up?
No, then he just turns around and starts paying for his stuff. All right, yeah, I'm going
You know what happened to him? His adrenaline took over, and you get that face where you're like, he's got punch face. You're like, you just smelled a fart or something. Like, can you believe this guy?
Look at that guy. Uh-huh. Hey, jeez, oh, Pete.
He just waved at somebody.
He just flipped the guy off, I think.
Oh.
Gee whiz, you know.
He wants some brown, too.
I'm in here trying to get some butterscotch schnapps so I can make some buttery nipples when I get home. And this guy, you know, you.
Oh, just flicked him off.
You should not the bird. Does the bird affect you anymore?
No.
Nah, me
it depends.
Neither.
It depends.
I laugh at it
every
time.
On the context that it's used in.
I get flipped off all the time, and it's always funny to me because either it's for such a stupid, minute reason,
reason.
Really, really dumb reason that I laugh, or they're so mad, it's funny. You know what I mean? It's like, it's either a casual, hey, buddy, F you. And I'm like, ah. Or they're like, oh, you cut me off. And they flip me off, and I'm like, I know. Ha.
I like it when they take the hand outside of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had that happen to me semi-recently. This dude just pulled right out in front of me. It was on, like, a back road, not, like, a main road.
Yeah.
Like, a neighborhood. And I kind of, like, slammed on the brakes, and then I was like, mother. And then I just laid the horn on, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, 10 seconds, and he's slowly going, and he stops. And then I go, uh-oh. Like, because I'm like, it's going to die. And then he just rolled down the window and just stuck his hand out like this for just as long for 10 seconds. And I just went, touche.
Gotcha.
And I just rolled up the window. And
I know.
My way.
I the funniest one that's happened to me in, like, maybe my life, I was on University Parkway in Sarasota heading to the poker room way back when I had a job. And this old man, he had to be in his 80s, right? He's sitting at the red light, turns green. He's not moving. And I'm like,
because he's dead.
I don't know. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because he's old, his reflexes, you know.
Right.
So I wait like 5 seconds, and then I give him a little, meh, meh, just a little tap of the Kia horn.
Two tones. Doot, doot.
Yeah, just really, really
that's,
light.
That's the nice one. Like,
it's like,
hi.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah, bud.
Just a little nudge.
Hey, pal. Right? You alive, kid? So I go, beep, beep. And then he starts to drive off very slowly, like almost on purpose.
To piss you off, right.
So then I lay on a little bit harder, and he slows down even more to almost complete stop. But then he took his hand. He didn't go out the window. He just went straight up next to him where you could see it through the rearview glass, and just a perfect bird. Like, He had his knuckles bent halfway there.
I like that. That's serious biz.
Perfectly, like, symmetrical, aerodynamic, just, this crooked old hands that were just beat up from years of whatever kind of hard work he did. Yeah. And I just started laughing. It was so funny to me. And I was like, part of me was mad, like, this son of a bitch. But the other part was like, this is... He raised it up real slow, too, like, oh. Like, his bird took as long as his driving. And I was just like, all right, I'll just drive around. And I drove around him, and he had the most angry face. And that was even funnier to me.
Did you wave and, like, smile?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's I flipped him off. I was like, yeah, you too, man. Ha! And I'm laughing the whole time. So there you go, man. If somebody holds the door open for you.
Kill them.
Just say thanks.
Say thanks.
Murder them.
You know? Like, I've always been so gracious. Like, when somebody does that, I'm like, you know, yeah, thank you. All right. Thank you. Hey, man. Thanks, pal. You know, hey. You know?
Just even a smile.
Yeah. Just an acknowledgement that they're there.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse, though, that or the when you let somebody in to turn, you know?
Yeah.
When they're stopped and you go ahead. And then they just
don't even look
at
you.
Or they look at you briefly and then just go. Like, no hand raise. Like, all you need to do is a hand
smile.
Raise.
Smile, yeah.
Just a head nod.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need. But when they just, oh, boy, that chaps my ass.
Oh, boy. Makes me sick.
Enraged.
Son of a
angry
bitch.
Billy. Yeah. Billy boy angry.
I'll run you off the road, bitch. Yeah. You're going in a ditch.
No, I think it's worse when it's in person just because it's so intimate. Like, I waited with my body.
Yeah.
I used my body as a doorstop and you didn't even notice my body.
Yeah, but you can say something if you're in person. You can be like, all right, you know, thanks, or you're welcome.
I saw that. I
just honked the horn afterwards.
I saw that at Wawa, and I think I talked about it in here, but I saw it at, like, one of my favorite Wawas back when I used to go into stores more. And
back when places were a thing?
Yeah, and but I remember this guy, this black guy, holds the door open for these two white girls, they just walk right in like that, and he goes, oh, no. It was a pleasure, ma'am. It was a pleasure to hold the door. He started going to this, like, old Southern plantation. I was pissing. I was dying. That guy was so funny, right? And they're, oh, my God.
Wait, how did the ladies react?
They just ignored him. And
still?
And he got louder and louder as they walked away, like, wherever they're going. I was laughing so I couldn't breathe. Like, I was almost down on one knee.
You had corona.
Oh, my God. God, I don't want that.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.